Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for taking time out of your schedules and life and time and energy to tune in today. This is Lynn, a mystic-healer. spiritual emergency training, and it goes into actually all kinds of heart and soul training processes and programs to be integrated into building new social innovation programs for a new paradigm and shifting off the old systems that are here on the planet right now. And I do have a guest, and I'll bring him in just a minute. Andy Miller's here again. Yeah, and he's the philosophical stoic. And he's got computer-based education with brand computers since the 70s, and he knows how to use computers to diagram family emotional processes and community emotional environments. And he works with all kinds of pastors and counselors and what have you, and his background is his background and real interests are news and politics, so... Yeah, we need him to help change the politics so we can change the businesses and service agencies, schools, families, and children programs. With that, just a sec here. Well, let's just do it. I'm just going to skip my song. Maybe I'll go out with it. Who knows? Okay, so welcome, Andy. Welcome.
Lynn, your words are your song.
My words are what?
Your words are your song.
Oh, thank you. Well, okay. Sometimes maybe my drums are a little nicer than some of my words. Oh, geez, what a crazy time we're in. Yes, go ahead.
It is a time when we're uncovering a lot of things that have always been here, and we've had the blessed luck of ignorance. Or of not being informed, and now because of widespread connectivity, all of a sudden we are seeing the bloody underbelly of what's always been around.
Yeah, but that's before computers. We really have to get the importance of the internet now, computers, language apps. I mean, it's really a critical way.
You don't have to do anything because their importance is already manifest. It's a done deal.
Well, if it really was done, then we'd have peace on the planet. People be working at evolutionary consciousness at their own heart and their soul, unique soul gifts, God-given gifts, and we'd have a whole different paradigm happening on the planet. Everywhere.
That is definitely one way to look at it. Another side of the same coin is that because of what exists now, we're a lot farther along the journey than we were a while back.
You mean because of computers, people are waking up, they can follow the money and the atrocities and, you know, all the...
Both can be true. It can both be true that if we use the resources better, we'd be better off along. But at the same time, the truth also is that because we have them, they're a lot better than they necessarily would be. It's hard to prove a negative, but we're still here despite a lot of really serious problems that probably could have and should have brought us down. So it's one of those half full, half empty deals. Both things are true at the same time.
Don't you though think with what just happened in Israel with the nation state law bill? That's whoa. Mainstream media is still pushing all this, you know, kind of fear, lack, more guns. I mean, what we focus on grows. Guns, war, drugs, war, guns. I mean, it's like every other, you know, ad, you know, even on the radios, they're into a lot of the, you know, fear factor programs. And, you know, they just cause more drug use and, you know, more war, more atrocities, more, you know, craziness.
One of the mistakes that a lot of well-intentioned activists, let's use the terms right and left for lack of better terms, well-intentioned people on the left and right end of the political spectrum, which I'll discuss how stupid that spectrum is later, one of the problems is they don't realize that their peers are being played upon by people in power who want to gain and maintain power. And it's sad because I've decided it's time to focus on why we're the same now. There's really a lot of similarity between the needs of people along the political spectrum. It's just that they're being peddled fear by people that want to manipulate their fears, and they're not willing to either aware of or admit that they're being peddled by usually people with political or power motives. Not every person in power is that way, but there are enough of them to be dangerous. And we as a people need to learn we have more in common and need to not let... If I want to separate myself from a person, I want to do it because of what I and they did with each other. I don't want to let a third party tell me how to be. And I would think that people on the right end of the spectrum would agree with that. They shouldn't be letting people to tell them what to be afraid of. They're intelligent enough to know what to be afraid of on their own. People are being sucked in because they're believing what they're told about what to be afraid of, and they're believing the first set of facts they see because it's convenient. What everyone needs to do is do their own homework before assuming everything they're told is the truth. They need to question everything all the time.
That's they can't, though. The people that are...
Oh, sure you can.
No. I disagree because I work with a lot of people in the streets and... When people have post-traumatic stress disorder and they've been only taught to cope with violence or get a gun or drugs to escape those thoughts and feelings, that's what they do. And the more they go into fear...
If you ask a lot of gang leaders in their hearts, sitting down and talking and sharing, they will eventually say, we'd really rather be working than shooting each other. In the final analysis, if you sit them down and you get them to talk and think, that's what they'll eventually say. You're right at the first blush.
Well, that's what they've conned people into, too, though. That's what goes into the economic paradigm, in that... The Trillionaires Club documentary. I wish everyone would watch that YouTube.
So what's wrong with giving people enough money so they don't feel they have to shoot other people?
Well, it's not just that, too, you know, because if you don't change the mindset and get out of the GDP, right, the gross, absolutely gross domestic product that we're, you know, putting into our oceans, land, sea, air, you know, really, it's just horrid.
The gross domestic product is a... symptom. It's a reporting tool that's a symptom. It's not the problem. It's a symptom. And if you change underlying things, it will change too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But that's part of
a lot of people on the street and working class Joes and Janes and people just trying to get their kids to school don't give a rat's ass about what a GDP is. They could care less what you call it or what it is. They're not interested in it anyway. GDP is useful for prognosticators who want to show how intelligent they are and how economically wise they are in formulating various strategies and stuff, which a lot of people really don't care about because it's not working for them anyway.
I know. And so, but really, that's where we're trying to get the emphasis on these new communities, right?
If you want to get an emphasis on new communities and be successful, three things have to happen. One is it has to be presented as not selling something. Number two is it has to make sense to everybody and be realistic, doable things. And number three is you have to resolve a conflict with those people who don't want it.
Yes. Well said. Absolutely agreed. Yes.
I am a pragmatic idealist. I want the best world I can possibly get. I have great ideal goals, but I recognize where I'm at, and I recognize it isn't necessarily going to be easy.
Well, isn't it just all new jobs, shifting the government, everyone go either in your state to your secretary, wait a sec, secretaries go to the Treasury Department in your state, and then go through all the government subsidies. I mean, what's going off to the penal industrial complex, big pharma, private insurance, medical especially, the biomedical industrial chemical companies, you know, that are military, and then the penal industrial complex, totally related to drug wars, and 95% of the people being, at least 90, have drug or alcohol-related problems. They don't need to be in jail. I mean, they need healing, and they need other jobs of at a heart and soul level. It's just like we just got way, way down the wrong path of coping with drugs and dividing families and not healing them. You know,
Are you trying to say change is simple? Change is simple? Is that what
I think that if we had the right people, I know that Zuckerberg and Gates, right? They're both onto the UBI, the Universal Basic Income.
Change is as easy as the people want it to be. In other words, here, if you walk into a room, how easy is it to flip on a light switch? On the one hand, it's trivial, but on the other hand, you have to want to walk in the room and lift your finger and flip it. There is an intentionality to the change, which may or may not be simple or straightforward. And simple and straightforward doesn't necessarily mean easy, and easy doesn't necessarily mean straightforward. Does that make any sense?
But I mean, you have to realize, too, how many the body, mind, spirit healers, okay, have been here since the late 60s, early 70s, okay?
Not relevant. Not relevant.
Pardon me?
Except for analytical historical analysis, it's not relevant.
Okay, but in a way, it is terribly relevant, because if we were teaching more people like Healing Touch practitioner programs, Healing Touch, right there, think about the difference.
Now, you just did another one of those. It depends, both are true, half empty, half full, duality stuff. It is true that if you stimulated young human brains with the delight of healing, and they got a sense that that was better and quicker and cheaper and safer than drugs.
Or war.
That's a viable way to, or war.
War. How can
you? But knowing a thing to be true is not the same as having everybody agree with you that it's true.
I know. How to get them to understand that? You know, like the Christians, I'm like, okay, who would Jesus bomb? Wasn't he into love and forgiveness, right? Caring, sharing, gratitude.
Lynn,
and he was into honesty and integrity.
You're arguing facts and information when, in fact, many people, not all, but many people who joined religious communities did so because it provides a feeling of community connection and a high, if you will, of a sense that they could not find elsewhere. And all the facts in the world won't compare to that feeling or those feelings.
Okay, then pay people to go to church, not to war. Isn't that Christian? I mean, really?
You're talking facts again.
Real Muslims are anti, totally anti-war, and they believe in this higher power God, not a singular, Allah encompasses the higher existence of what, I guess Christians, if they really thought about it, would be the massive Holy Spirit realm with the light beings and archangels. But real Muslims, I mean, they take time to go pray five times a day. It's like, whoa. I mean, they don't have time, for hatred and war. I mean, real Muslims don't. I don't know what's going on here. It's just craziness how the top 1% have turned people so much hate. You really have to hate to kill. And then some of them, you know, like parts of the movies and what have you out of Hollywood, they glorify.
I don't agree with you. I don't agree with your basic statement that you. Okay, it's complicated. You have to. you say you have to hate to kill, and I don't agree with that.
Well, you're right. I guess you could, but you have to.
You can be totally disassociated and kill. You don't have to hate.
Well, that's true.
You have to be disassociated from the negativity of the act. And that can come through hate, but it can come through other things as well. And a lot of people that make decisions that end up in mass killings are not themselves involved in the killings, may not even be aware of their decisions' ramifications.
That's true. That's really true.
Everyone from someone who pushes a bomber button to some commander in a bunker somewhere to some civilian in an office who gives an order and it ends up 50 million people killed and he didn't even know.
It's simple and complex at the same time. Okay, so really what we're here to do is get the thought forms off of killing, okay? It's to heal the planet. So getting all the military...
I recommend that you alter that mission statement.
To what?
I recommend you broaden that mission statement. We're here to explore why some people are in favor of killing and why some people are in favor of war, and if there's a consensual way we can come to a different path that fits everybody's needs in a less harmful way.
Yeah, just sports, not war. I mean, isn't that brutal enough?
I don't know. Some of those football games are pretty brutal.
There you go. You know, let's just go. You know, how about kids?
You ever seen a prize fighting match? Some of that's pretty. But a lot of people, in a prize fighting match, one guy max is killed instead of a whole country.
Right. Well, and how about, you know, I mean, rugby, that is rough too. My God.
The thing about sports, all of them. Despite that sports are violent, the thing about sports like weapons, handheld, close quarters weapons, are the intention is not necessarily to slaughter mass people, first of all. And second of all, the contact is personal. You're not pushing a button that drops a bomb. If you kill someone with a knife, you're up close and personal. You have to see what's happening. You get a visceral feel. It's different. It's totally different than guys who open up with a machine gun and don't even see who they kill. It's an entirely different... If you armed our military with knives and daggers, it would be a different war.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. So with this women's movement, maybe we're finally going into a mass new age Lysistrata, right? Maybe.
It depends on whether the women's movement becomes a segmented, elitist, us-only-better-than-others movement, or if they're smart and they become inclusive in partnership with other vulnerable populations. And I'm waiting to see. I've got some encouraging signs, but I'm still waiting to see the jury's out. It does us no good to vilify the other group.
Oh, no, gender.
I'm not talking about gender. But all the disempowered groups need to remember they're all the same. Like the end of the Revenge of the Nerds movie.
We're all nerds. Well, that's why you have to go to heart and soul. If you go to the heart and soul level, you've got mindfulness, energetic training. It kind of goes along with HDG.
I would wager that...
So you can get, if you look at the body, mind, spirit, healers, and the type of modalities with the thought forms and intentions it takes, sound healing, light, music, singing, dance, all these move therapies.
What you're saying is light workers and alternative healers are the only good people. Everybody else is bad, and singing, dancing...
No.
Well, I'm trying to tell you that you're inadvertently playing into this separation scenario.
Oh, okay. I see how you're thinking it. That's why if you go to the soul level, this is for business, service agencies, and you go to the cultivating. Everyone, check this out. I really wish you would, because it ties into three different groups. This is Stephenj. And his last name is Bavolek. okay. He's got his PhD, and he started this Nurturing Community Coalitions process programs to bring in these, really, it's new jobs for all the 501c3s to be integrated, but you pay them, and you give them single payer instead of signing people up for war and that have health care or militarized policing. We can actually have inner peacekeeper jobs. I'm just saying they're a place to go instead of jail for healing, you know, and you can have all these different programs and jobs and new businesses created, and it's got a whole catalog.
Did you ever hear the cliche about Missouri and the show me state? There's an
old cliche that
says, I'm from Missouri, show me.
Yeah.
The problem is that's a lot, those are great ideas, but there's a fine line between creating a business that has good intentions and has a good at heart and just being a sham to get money. And sometimes I can't always tell the difference. And so I'm very hesitant to automatically adopt something because it's often hard to tell what's under the clothes. And a lot of people around me are also very careful and very hesitant. You might say they've been traumatized after a fashion by the constant of people wanting to take your stuff or take your money. So it's not just a matter of peddling what you think is right. It's got to be backed up with hard evidence because there's so many people who want to pretend to be doing the right thing for their own personal gain or their own personal purposes, which may or may not be for the good of everybody in the final analysis. So it's often hard to tell.
Well, isn't it, then you go back again to mass media support for advertising and marketing and visualize to actualize instead of war. And all these, you know, violent war games and Star Wars, war games and war, and that, you know, to some people they even think it's fun. It's not. You know, we could actually show them what's really fun is to have harmony and interconnection and show that this really proves it's cultivating a community-wide culture of nurturing.
Well,
and interconnected cities of enlightenment, peace, green, all these projects and programs.
Lynn,
but got to
that
pay
sounds
it
great, in. Show me. It sounds great, show me.
Well, if we can have all these militaries all over the world, 1,000 military bases in 156 countries, and all these bases here, okay, and underground bases, and we can have, all these militarized police training programs, and we can have all these jails and juvies and foster care systems. I really believe it's time with internet and cell phones that we could actually use, hopefully, the singularity. One of my friends turned me on to it. I don't know if he'll call in too, but Singularity University. They have the hub.
I looked at the Singularity University website, and they seem to be focusing on programs. You can go to Silicon Valley and engage in programs on how to run an ethical win-win business, and that's all fine if it's...
No, how we help you with future opportunities, ideal breakthrough innovations. We need social innovation. That Stanford Social Innovation Service, they have a program. They even do psychic research programs, so they're really cool. Anyway, rapidly prototype solutions, launch new business models. I mean, They're trying to do something, but I'm just, okay, now go to everyone if you can. You can just check out and see what comes to you, but what resonates. But there's Singularity University, I'll say it three times. You can look up Singularity University. Okay, and then go to Transition US, okay? TransitionUS.org, TransitionUS.org. Please go there and check out what they're doing, bringing a new world to life. And it's very, I mean, they're doing all kinds of integrative, join the village building movement with city repair, transition launch training, beautiful. From stories to action, building a community.
They didn't do so good in Florida University with the bridge that collapsed.
Well, I mean, that's why I say there isn't money for infrastructure right now. It's all going to warring, drugging, jailing, more fossil fuels, more oil drilling. I mean, how insane is that? I mean, there's the government subsidies again. Let's get back to economics and politics and how they have to help facilitate these new community services and give everyone the freedom in community to co-create through the churches or through the spiritual groups, you know, or even set up light centers, enlightenment centers, where people have a hub and they can go out from there. Where they can find out who they are, why they're here, and they can go to work, you know, in community, what resonates with them. There's different people here. Their soul. That's why we have to go to the soul level. Absolutely. Soul goes beyond race, religion, gender, politics, the politician, all the scheduling, all their families, everything from their personal life to their families will all be affected for good. It's a win-win.
I'm not communicating well with you.
Oh, you're doing fine. You bring up the other side of what...
There is a large proportion of our population that has been traumatized, is cynical, is a tough sell. They are not routinely members of the spiritual community, as you know it. They're not routinely members of a Mahdi Bind spirit community, as you know it, but many of them, if you sit in the room and talk with them, will eventually agree with you in principle. But they're not going to use your word, resonate with what you're saying. And if you want global change, you're going to need to appeal to more than the people already on board.
Yeah, no. I want to go to the local level, like here. That's why I was trying to get, like in Oregon, just for an example, how to get people to understand. Kids can and people can start to with the
even
basic...
Even in the websites you showed me, the last two, you said... Transition US and Singular University, even among them, there's a marked difference between the two and their approach, even in what
I know.
You said.
That's why the simplicity of it is a new WPA, give the power back to the communities to oversee the families and children and healing.
And you're using a languaging that's going to doom it right away. WPA was a socialist movement. You don't want to use the words Work Progress Administration.
All right.
So far, universal basic income is close to what everybody's saying. It's in the words. It's in the packaging. You don't want to give opposers any chance to point and label and say, that's bad because we're not all enlightened yet and we are easily scared of what we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the whole idea of democracy stems back from the Greeks. You know, it's not new.
But we don't have democracy. That's what I'm saying.
We're working toward it. We're working toward it. Ideally, we have a republic. That's the ideal. We currently have a fraudocracy, is the best term what we have.
A lamocracy, yeah.
But the idea was a republic, and I got news for you. It's only 200 years old, but it's one of the first in history. That's how this old idea is.
We do have
the fact that our animalistic selves want to crawl back into the cave is not a surprise. There's a lot of resistance. You know, we're still not much out of Neanderthal. We're just crawling out.
Yeah, but the thing is, the top 1% to shift the thought forms off to...
There you go. You are now engaging in divide and conquer.
I don't
know it.
Why?
You didn't know it.
How?
Yes. Because not all members of the 1% are at fault. There are some...
When you
speak those words, you are doing what they want to do. You're dividing. They want that. The powers that control want you to be that.
Government subsidies, getting back to the community.
What I would like to know is, take a big government subsidy. For instance, this recent tax cut, how many people would that cover if you gave a basic $1,000 a month basic income to everybody in the U.S.? Would the tax cut have covered that? Or would a certain Pentagon program cover that? That's what I want to know. Because my argument to people in power is, okay, fine, you don't want to give up any more money, fine, let's divert some. And if you ask 300 million people if they would like some money, guess what? They're going to say yes.
But at the same time, you have to let them know that we're all being watched anyway, and if you want to have the money...
What's the point?
Why can't it be that they have the option of signing up at a Heart and Soul Resonance to volunteer for, like they're just going to go part-time to work with animals, but they're paid.
I disagree. I think you could offer everybody a basic money and let them pick the job they want to do for it.
Yeah, and just they don't...
Don't ask people to sign up. Make it available. It's just available.
Yeah, and just let them know we're all being watched anyway. Do good. But if we
now,
could throw
said
in...
You've said twice we're all being watched anyway. What did you say? Are you trying to instill fear in people? Isn't that what they want to do?
Right, that's true. You're right.
You've been accidentally manipulated into providing the kind of language that will allow your opposers to point at you and say, look, see what she's done? You're inadvertently giving them ammunition to oppose you. You don't mean to, but it's so easy to fall into that. It's really
I know.
Easy.
Well, healthcare too. There's a big healthcare. Everyone, check in on this. There's healthoverprofit.org. I really love Margaret Flowers and the work. She's a medical.
Well, a lot of dyed-in-the-wool capitalist business people would agree that healthcare should not be for profit. But anyway, when you say the healthcare, I haven't heard anybody discussing our healthcare system. They've been discussing insurance.
I know, or tax breaks.
Compensation, but very little discussion on actual health care. Isn't it amazing? They avoided talking about actual care.
I know. But the other part is on that is, please, while we're on it, everyone, go to Fix It. And it's really important. They've already absconded and moved and tweaked several of the Fix It or made up new ones. So the YouTube Fix It, go to only the one that says Health at the Tipping Point by Unfinished Business. Because a business is the one that did the Health at the Tipping Point, Fix It YouTube.
Okay, the way you're going to advance the issue of health care is by convincing those people who have most political control that it's in their best interest. That's also how you're going to get basic universal income, by convincing the few people who want to control everything, it's in their best interest to give some out. And there are ways to do that. But it's not going to come through a website.
Well, but it's a YouTube. But the thing is, that YouTube, Fix It, Health at the Tipping Point by Unfinished Business, that could go through the Alliance of Mayors, and that it could also go through even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. That's heavy hitting, right? You're hitting corporations in the guts. And all small businesses and all wannabe businesses are going to go, I want it. I mean, they lay it out. The new businesses can't even come into fruition. Like, you give people a universal basic income, they still have to have a safe place to live. And then to start the new co-ops and maybe the... And why aren't they teaching more cooperative businesses?
The new businesses can't compete with
large corporations, fossil fuel companies, because they have that health care option. Go ahead. We have to have single payer health care. Federal HR 676. Get that on tape. Federal HR 676. That's what we want. Anyway, go ahead.
You're not going to listen. I'm not going to
talk.
Yeah,
I am. I'm listening. Your turn.
You've got your way of going about making the world a better place, and it doesn't matter what other people feel. You've got your websites. You've got your groups. You've got your solutions. You're militating for it. More power to you, but it won't get the job done. It's not enough. Militating is not enough. I love the kids are protesting. It's not enough. They're trying to force change. It's a wonderful thing. In and of itself, it's not enough. There has to be more.
I know. So the petitioning and the interconnection, like Singularity University, has the access through the technology and hubs to connect the churches, the 501c3s, the caring activist groups. I mean, the majority of people. Okay, and the schools.
If you want to connect, if you want to connect a church, you better go there and listen to them, and try and drive consensus with them. All the hammering on "we need, we need, we need" isn't going to do it. When the kids marched, they also paired up with any legislator willing to meet with them, including those opposing their points of view. That's key. Militating for the cause is not sufficient.
No. Go to AGNT, capital AGNT. They are on the move. I love their work. They've already are integrated at the heart and soul level because they know about the God within. And that ties to our Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. You know, one, you know, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and freedom.
I'll try to say this another way. Let me try another way. Wired into the human brain is the desire to be tribal, the comfort to be among the same, the importance of being a member of a group. These are long-held beliefs that are true for most people. Politics has gotten tribal now. What we need to do is to recognize our commonality, and that requires listening. And I'm making it my personal goal to seek out people I wouldn't otherwise agree with and try and find a consensus with them, because that's the only way to break down the divide and conquer that a few people would like to have enforced. As long as divide and conquer is allowed to remain, we're all going to be screwed, and you'll be beating your drums till you the end of the earth for what you want, but until we get a community consensus, beating your drums isn't enough.
Well, that's what the community...
And you have to recognize, just as you want to change thought forms, and that's an admirable goal, you have to recognize the power of thought forms, and that not all of them can be changed as quickly or as easily as you would like without communication.
Oh, that's why we have internet and all these hubs and all these people that are listening in. And anyway, hey, if anyone else wants to jump in on this, you're sure welcome. You can call in at 888-627-6008. Jump in.
I would love to talk to someone whose views were opposed to mine.
888-627-6008. Call in and chime
in. My advice to anyone listening is to find someone whose views you don't agree with and see if you can talk with them and see what you have in common. I think you'd be surprised.
Common dreams, you know, you think about them and the Occupy.com group and, you know, there's how about the people's budget, you know, and getting together on, you know,
When people ask me, are you pro-choice or pro-life, I say yes. When they ask me, are you liberal or conservative, I say, depends on what issue. Then they're not asking me if I'm lean more toward authoritarian or anarchistic. There's that whole spectrum, which can be both right and left. Actually, politics is not two-dimensional.
Well, see, if you go to Heart and Soul, and even with Soul, you're going to the new residence of the cosmic universal laws, the 12 basics that we like. People already know law of attraction.
If you make people feel safe and they've already got their basics, they'll be much more open to anything you have to say.
Yeah, that's the other thing, is getting people to understand why we need to, you know, get all those projects. I don't know if I should go through them real quick or not, but okay, dignityvillage.org is out of Portland, Emerald Village out of Eugene.
What do you say to me if I say, look, lady, I'm really busy, I'm sick, I got to get my kids to school, I got to pay them, and I don't got time to look at all those websites, just make me a better world.
Get your kids to go and access these places. that they need to put thought forms into this because it's going to be their planet. You know, they need to get, and they have the tools. They have the contacts and the tools. That's what it's for. It's for the next generation and to save the planet. That's what this is for. So anyway, Kuhumana, K-U-H-U-M-A-N-A. Kuhumana.
Oh, good. So if it's all the kids' responsibility, I'm just going to kick back and relax then, since my job's done.
Well, no, we have to make the opening for them. That's why we're connecting, and other adults that are awakening. It's like making, helping get the platform and the ideas of, hey, we can stop all the gun use and violence from inside out. You teach and train them to do other projects and programs that are so much more enlightening, exciting, creative, and harmonic. Builds harmonic.
Lynn, you're going to be like in the movie Lucy, where you're going to have superhuman powers and you're going to single-handedly stop all bullets. Did you ever see the movie Lucy?
Well, no.
She controls everything.
Who cares about bullets right now? Do you realize what the top technological, robotic, biochemical warfare can do? We have to stop those thought forms of those kind of.
I wouldn't worry about that because we're moving into an age where war will be conducted by someone turning out your lights and stopping your water and sewer. There won't even be any killing.
Oh, well, you know, those are just sanctions, you know. I mean, that's the truth. That's why we don't, you know, we really have to get all the militaries and their funding to stand down and go green and go interstellar too, you know, and save the real, you know, aggressive kids. They can learn some kind of sport, you know, why not? You know, so if you really get the communities involved and you have all these, you know, openings for nurturing, caring community services, you'd be amazed. I mean, look at what people are doing for.
I can tell you the biggest way, if you want to slow down military recruitment, I can tell you the biggest way to slow it down. It's really obvious. Make sure that every family is cohesive, that every family has either one stable or two stable parents and sufficient income for the child's future, and they won't go to the military for education or the family they don't have.
Well, if you give them a decent UBI for community, being part of a community service, with single payer, with health care, they'll float around. They'll do business apprentice programs. They can actually go explore and learn how to build stuff, you know, wind and solar and green. They'll know, too, if it's electronics, if it's electromagnetics, if it's, you know, the hyperloops, if it's interstellar. They will know if it's land, sea, water, air, trees, they'll know. They already know what there resonates with them. But they're not allowed. You know, right now, it's like we're up against a massive, you know, plutocracy that really
is not that simple. There's also a failure to teach what I would call values, which is not necessarily what other people call values. And I'm not talking about teaching in the way other people necessarily teach it.
Right. Well,
someone who grows up with the right mindset and values knows this stuff inherently. There's no need to convince them.
Yeah, but that's the other thing. If you don't get training them now, like I was brought up in the military-industrial complex. My brothers went to my Marine brother and Army
brother. So what do you want to do? You want to have, like, Cambodian training camps where we educate people? It sounds very communist.
No, I think that instead of putting people in jail, you know, we should have these centers where people go to for training and find out.
You want to have a bunch of gun-wielding, drug-dealing criminals running around your neighborhood? Right now they want to put drug dealers to the death penalty. I mean,
Okay, Michael Moore, he goes, okay, and what about all those government legislative policies that work on Michael Moore's movie, Where to Invade Next? I tried to get the Dems and the Republicans to show it. Come on, one of the things is in Portugal, they don't arrest for any drugs, and the whole community is safer and better off. Okay?
Trying to communicate by hyperbole, and it wasn't working, so let me be clear. I do not think you are aware of everyone in the world you live in. And it's going to take more than salesmanship to bring about the change that you want to change, because there are a lot of people out there who aren't convinced and who will interpret what you're saying as yet another way to get their money. And that's what I'm telling you. You need to, if the movement toward universal basic income and equitable alternative healing is to succeed, it must communicate better and listen more as a movement.
Well, that's where we need to get with it, how to combine the skills at the Singularity University and then the transitionus.org along with Stanford Care Education.
The people whose actions you decry, whose values you decry, do have some techniques in communication that can be adopted and used. There are some communication styles and some thinking modes that are important to bringing about this change. And those people who spend their entire time militating for the cause do not have this. Even the Irish Republican Army, even the army had a political branch. There is a need in the movement for a group who can effectively communicate and diminish the perceived barrier between those who want and those who are skeptical. If you wanted to bring about the massive change, Occupy did a fairly good job of that. I was fairly impressed. Occupy did things like when they were marching on Wall Street, they invited Wall Street investigators and some cops to join the thing. It was inclusive. It's important. It's critical that this be an inclusive, and I don't just mean preaching to the choir, but inclusive of everybody possible.
That's
you're working
what,
for the benefit of everybody. You're working for the benefit of everybody, not just a select group.
That's what heart and soul's about. That's why the soul is so important. It says, okay, inner guidance. It's like wake up and grow up, humanity.
Okay, you just said something.
No. Red, yellow, black, or white. If you're angry, your answers are inside of you. It's new training. We have internet new training. So you can stop violence from inside.
You sound like you're angry.
No, I'm trying to get it in before the end of the show. If you make sure, heart, soul. I mean, then you go beyond race, religion, gender, all these.
Well, you're yelling at people to wake up. Are you implying some people aren't awake? That sounds like a separation accusation to me.
Well,
I don't think anybody wants to be
not
awake.
Maybe not their fault, you know, because they're homeless or they're in the streets or they're in post-traumatic stress and they're still coping with madness and drugs and all kinds of, you know.
Okay, so they're lesser, but it's not their fault that they're lesser.
Well, no, I wouldn't even say lesser. I'd say there's lost souls and then there's ones that are we're here to help them wake up and build these cohesive, interconnected cities of enlightenment and cities of enlightenment, communities. Come on, interconnected worldwide. Even underground maglev trains.
I would prefer, instead of transforming into cities of light, I would prefer, instead of building cities of light, I would prefer to take what we already have and imbue them with light.
Well, yeah.
It's a different way of thinking. I don't want to see things change. I don't want to see things transform. I don't want to see things become some utopian blah, blah, blah. I want to see us enhance what is already present.
It's a given that it is already present. Okay, Kuhumana, .org, K-U-H-U-M-A-N-A, .org in Hawaii, they took a military base and revamped it for homeless and transitioning back into community and a wake up and new job creation and, you know, all kinds of new training.
How does that help a town in Pennsylvania where the industrial jobs have all gone away? If Kuhumana does something in Hawaii, how does it help the people in Pennsylvania?
Well, if everyone's got a, you know, it's all out there, they can do any kind of heart and soul community service and they get a basic guaranteed income for it and they have single payer, you know, and they, you know, we house the homeless. That was kuhumana.org and that was Dignity Village. Oh, and Utah. Go to, Homes First Utah. Awesome. They hardly have any homeless anymore. Homes First Utah. And then, I mean, it's like getting the churches to really use their grounds for safe parks and housing the homeless. And then the jails and prisons and even bases. We could close them down. 90% of all of them. You know,
I guess that my mode of functioning, I guess my mode of functioning is to work more or less within the system and occasionally out of its bounds, whereas most of the people I see are wanting to work completely without the system, and I don't agree that that's an effective approach to change.
Okay, well, what about the legislation? Every piece of legislation from Wall Street, resting those quantum easier fractional banking programs, they arrested those bankers. They didn't bail them out. And then how about cap and trade? On free trade, they do a cap on it. And it works beautifully for the employees. How about going through? I mean, why aren't they showing it? Why doesn't Hollywood show Michael Moore's movie? The restorative justice movement and what they're doing in their prison systems in Norway. My God! I mean, what are we doing? Come on. It's ridiculous. We could do all that.
You sound like a hater, not a lover.
What are you hating? What? Hate who? What?
You're hating on the media. You're hating on Hollywood.
No, I'm just trying to say they could do this.
I'm trying to tell you that there's a large population that will label you a hater.
No. Oh, that's too bad. No, I just want to...
It is too bad. It is too bad because they're wrong. But I'm telling you, it's all about packaging and marketing.
It is. All of it. I mean, if they can teach we have 5-year-olds that they teach to use guns, even in Israel and here now, 5 to 8 year... No, 8 to 12 year olds.
And I'm going to defend... And I'm going to defend the mainstream media a little bit, because there are a few select places in the mainstream media that have been speaking truth to power, that have divulged material that wouldn't otherwise come out. So I'm not ready to say the entire mainstream media is totally bad, and I will defend parts of it sometimes. And I think
me too. Absolutely.
And I think it's hasty to label it all as bad. That's what the Trumpies do. It's the media's fault. It's fake news.
Yeah,
and
no, I'm not.
I don't believe in generalization.
What if
70% of the media is crap?
No, but what if the media and Hollywood take more part in this visualization and actualization?
Ultimately, we are the media. Why don't you claim Hollywood to blame? Why don't you, Lynn, write a screenplay?
I'm already working. I have some friends that actually were really involved with Hollywood.
You don't need Hollywood. Do a YouTube. You don't need Hollywood.
I know. I'm just saying no. It's not my thing. I don't know. I'm not.
Well, but maybe the next guy down the block will do it. It's his thing. I'm just saying we don't need Hollywood. Somebody else can do it.
Well, it'd be nice. Maybe Singularity would jump in at that level, or the Transition U.S. The TransitionUS.org group with building the villages. I mean, we really need all the... I mean, what if we had edible landscaping crews for all the people that like to grow their pot? They grow everything. Grow cocoa leaves.
We could do a whole series on the media, because of social networking, there is as much risk as reward in the whole new media structure, but I could talk about that for hours.
Yeah, how about there's a food tank summit in Seattle right now, and there's Food and Water Watch. We need new water systems. I mean, I'm just trying to figure out how do we get the government subsidies, our government taxes, out of the corporate world and get it back to the people.
Oh, that's easy. That's easy. Replace the people in government.
Well, it isn't that easy, because you do have to have the time and money to even run. Even for county commissioner, you have to have funds.
Money or notoriety. Either one will work.
Well, no, you actually have to have actual physical. You do have to have funds. There's fees.
If you're popular enough, the money will find you.
Well, and do you have the time? You know, that's the other thing.
I've got the time, but who's going to elect a blind guy? I've got the time to run for office. I'm too freaking honest, and I'm blind, and I'm not charismatic enough. They'll look at me and they say, some blind guy, he doesn't wear a suit coat, why do we want him?
I don't think so. Okay,
famous sports quarterback, or, you know, I had 20 years in politics, but I'm coming out of nowhere. No one wants someone like me. I could do it. I got plenty of time. I could run a presidential campaign from my office. It's not a question of time.
Well, I think in a way we're doing that as we talk on this program. We're almost out of time. Yeah. So anyway, transitionus.org, if something, you know, resonates with you guys to connect these dots, they're bringing a new world to life. And this fellow again, Stephen J. Stefan, I'm sorry, Stefan J. Bavolek, B-A-V-O-L-E-K. It's Nurturing Community Coalitions.
Okay, and, three quick things from me. First of all, happy St. Patty's Day. The original color was blue. Second of all, it's wonderful that we can use the millions of dollars on the Internet to find out good recipes for corned beef. And thirdly, everyone, I recommend you find someone who normally you don't agree with and sit down and talk and find out what they have in common.
Good one. Thank you. Yes, thank you, thank you. Thanks, Andy. Thank you for being on the show today. And those three groups, I keep hearing somebody out there listening to this, it'll maybe spark an idea to help bring in the planet of light. We will listen to Sarah Adams' song as we go out tonight. Planet of Light. Thank you so much, everyone. Back in 2 weeks. Blessings every 2 weeks. Take care. Big hugs. Lots of love to everyone. And, shine your light. We can dispel the darkness and bring in the new paradigm for the planet of enlightenment, light, peace, green, fun, joy, joy, joy.